And for the sample P that the teacher has created, this date is 09/04/2023. Dictation is for Miss Miriam Hobson. Hobson spells H O B S O N. Miriam spells M I R I A M. Date of birth is 08/19/1949. 74-year-old female here for a routine visit period. Next paragraph. Miss Miriam has a history of opioid use disorder. Hypertension is there for follow-up for this condition and medication refill, she states. Since her last visit, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today says she has no complaints. Period. Next paragraph. Review systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert to re-enter. No acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 95% of room air. Blood pressure is 111 over 60 over 71. Pulse is 85, respiration 18, temperature 98. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rhythm, rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Skin or abrasions, lacerations, mucosa, papules, no vesicles, or bullae. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is soft, non tender, no organomegaly, no rebung, no guarding. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, the range of motion. She bears weight well with no ontology gait. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is opioid use disorder. Number 2 is medication refill. Number 3, hypertension. Period. Next paragraph. PMP aware was reviewed. Data from PMP aware does not suggest drug seeking behavior or medication diversion. Period. Next paragraph. Urine drug screen was done. Urine drug screen revealed Suboxone, which she takes as part of this program. All other unauthorized substances are negative. Period. Next paragraph. The patient was off a lab, CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, and thyroid, vitamin D. She declined. She states that she wants to get labs every 6 months because every 3 months is costly for her. She said the last time she had to pay over $800 to get her blood drawn every 3 months. Lab were deferred and patient was advised to come in when her 6 months is up to have these labs drawn. She says she understands and will comply. Next paragraph, medication refill as follows. Suboxone 2/0.5 milligrams, 1 milligram SL film. Daily for 30 days. Number 30, next medication. Hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Number 90, next medication. Advice to increase fluids, to come back to the clinic if worse, go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of your patient.